This week marks the 35th anniversary of a federal law that reshaped Alaska, literally redrawing the map. It's called the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act. ANILCA created new preserves and refuges across the state. It nearly doubled the size of the national park system. It also set policy on subsistence, mining, drilling, and access to Alaska's public land. It's a complicated document that took years of negotiation, but at a congressional hearing today, Senator Lisa Murkowski and Governor Bill Walker said the federal government is not living up to its end of the bargain. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Murkowski convened the hearing as chairman of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. ANILCA, she says, set aside lands for conservation but was supposed to leave the rest available for development. Murkowski read part of Jimmy Carter's description of the final bill.
100% of the offshore areas and 95% of the potentially productive oil and mineral areas will be available for exploration and development. What a promise that was.
Instead, the senator says federal agencies have closed off more and more federal lands to development. Governor Walker agrees.
We haven't gotten the benefit of the deal. The deal was, it was a compromise, and it was supposed to be balanced, and it hasn't been. The No More Clause has not been honored. We have not had the access that we should have had.
The No More Clause is a provision of ANILCA that says there are to be no more lands in Alaska withdrawn or set aside for conservation unless Congress approves. It even bans certain studies of public lands in Alaska for more conservation. All but one of the invited witnesses agreed that federal agencies regularly violate this no more promise. Some said the federal government is starving the Trans-Alaska pipeline of oil by, among other things, allowing rigs on only part of the National Petroleum Reserve. Walker says Alaska can't afford to lose the pipeline.
It would shut down Alaska. It would turn Alaska into something that we have not seen since prior to statehood. What a shame that would be because of lack of access to the resource.
State Senator John Coghill, a Republican from Fairbanks, brought up the BLM's move to expand their areas of critical environmental concern in the interior, which has alarmed gold miners in the 40-mile mining district. Coghill says these designations aren't allowed under ANILCA.
They're contrary to the law. They're being used by the agencies to treat areas of critical concern with the idea of looking at wilderness characteristics. It's another withdrawal. And it violates the No More Clause so significantly that it's blatant.
No one from the federal agencies was on the witness list. Murkowski said there wasn't enough time for all who wanted to weigh in. But Valerie Brown of the environmental law firm Trustees for Alaska was on the panel. Brown says ANILCA has been a huge success, bringing the state tens of thousands of jobs in outdoor recreation and billions in consumer spending. Brown says the other witnesses don't understand what the No More Clause really means.
It says that that there can't be any more studies for the single purpose of creating a new conservation system unit in Alaska. So that means we can't go to unrestricted federal lands and say, hey, we'd like a new national park here.
But Brown says where the federal government has already withdrawn lands in parks and refuges and the like, the agencies still have to manage those lands according to public land laws. As for the areas of critical environmental concern that Coghill spoke about, Brown argues the BLM's plan to expand them in Alaska is legal. Brown says the Federal Land Policy and Management Act requires the agency to look at all its lands and identify its most critical habitat.
Those are required by law. They're not withdrawals. They're the agency looking at its all of its land and saying, okay, under FLIPMA, we have to decide where the most critical habitat is, and we're going to designate an ACEC here. It's not a withdrawal. It's still the same land designation and land withdrawal it was before.
It was a busy day in Congress, and Murkowski was the only senator present for most of the hearing. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.